So welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We are in Nazareth at the home of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is an important place to reflect on the discernment, the decision-making that Joseph had to do here. Now, it's a common occurrence, especially among young people, to be unable to make a decision. They just can't seem to commit to a course of action. Sometimes this is called paralysis by analysis. I can't make up my mind. Sometimes it's called beating around the bush. I can keep putting off the big choices. Sometimes it's called discernment freeze. I just don't know what God is calling me to. Now, it doesn't happen to just young people. With every stage in our life, we face new decisions. What is God calling me to? What should I do with my life? And this is a really dangerous problem to have. Because you can't become excellent, you can't create anything of value, and you certainly can't serve others in love if you can't commit to a course of action. So why aren't people able to settle on a course of action? Why do we struggle to make decisions? Why do we have a hard time committing? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus. The real reason people are unwilling to choose, unwilling to commit is because they're afraid. They're afraid of choosing wrongly. They figure, I only have one life. If I screw up my big decisions, if I choose the wrong major or the wrong job or the wrong vocation, then I'll be stuck living a second-rate life. So I'd better not make a decision until I'm absolutely certain it's the right one. The problem with that line of thinking is that you can't have absolute certainty in anything. Now, you can know with certainty what not to do. For example, you should know with certainty that you can't murder, you can't steal, you can't blaspheme. But you can't know with certainty what you should do in a given situation. That's because in any given situation, there are countless, almost infinite variables. And so when making a practical decision, you can never be sure that you're not missing a crucial element. But if you can't have certainty in your choices and commitments, then how can we be sure we're not screwing everything up? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially
those. The only solution is to trust that God, who does know all of the infinite variables, all the crucial factors in any situation, that he will be able to guide you and even draw good out of our imperfect decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that God is going to give you explicit directions on what to do. Why? Because he gave you a brain. God gave you the capacity for prudent decision making, and He wants you to do it. He wants you to think. But thinking takes work. And He wants you to take responsibility for your own decisions. That's how you grow in maturity and become more like Him. He wants you to think, to consider, to decide, to follow through. So don't sit around waiting for some kind of a mystical private revelation telling you what to do. We need to take responsibility, make a decision, and then have the trust that your Father, who loves you, will guide you in the right path. That's exactly what happened to Saint Joseph, the greatest saint next to Our Lady herself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, there was a man named Joseph, and God had a plan for him. God's plan was to adopt the entire human race as His children. Men were to be adopted by God. But before that, God wished to be adopted by a man, and that man was Saint Joseph. But God didn't tell Joseph that plan. And God usually doesn't tell us what His plan is for us ahead of time. So don't expect Him to. And when Joseph found out that his fiancée was pregnant, he had to come to a decision as best he could with the information available. Joseph was a just man. He did his best to make a prudent decision, and he decided wrongly. He decided to divorce Mary quietly. So what does God do? Does God say, "Well, Joseph, I have this great vocation lined up for you. You are going to be the foster father of the Son of God and the husband of the Queen of the Universe. But you decided wrongly, so forget it. Now you'll just have to settle for a second-rate life. Of course not. God wants us to use our brain as best we can, but then he supplements for our limited judgment. He doesn't leave Joseph to his own devices. He sends an angel to steer him back on the right path. So don't be afraid of discerning wrongly, of judging imperfectly. As long as you have the desire to do the will of God and you commit yourself to prayer every day, he will send you many angels to get you back on the right path. The Lord will providentially guide you. Trust him. Don't be afraid. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus. Now there are two great principles that we need to learn from the decision-making of Joseph. The first is that God loves you and has a plan for you, and God is going to help you fulfill that plan. God is going to guide you and watch over you and do whatever he can to help you realize an astonishing and unforeseeably magnificent destiny, so you can trust him with your whole life. The second principle is that God wants us to take responsibility for our own lives. Notice, God doesn't send his angel to guide Joseph until Joseph has done his best to make a decision based on the information he had. So you can't shrug off responsibility on God. This is your life. You have to pray, think, then make a decision about how you're going to give glory to God by trying to do something worthwhile. And whether it's a decision about whom to marry, what job to pursue, what parenting decision to make, where to invest your money, what to do with your time, you're never going to be certain that you're making the best decision possible. But you do have the best possible God watching over you. If you entrust yourself and your decision-making to Him, He will draw good from whatever poor efforts we put into trying to serve Him as prudently as we can. Part of God's providence means that He will guide all of your decisions to the best if you trust Him. That horn was the exclamation point. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Was that only 9 on the last one? Oh, good. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.